Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care. And we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it. All while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
Hi, this week's episode of the Oprah Rose Show has been brought to you by OxiClean.
So you guys know I'm a neat freak and super type A, so I always keep a bottle of OxiClean odor blasters nearby. Wearing the same pair of sweatpants most days of the week, it's a must.
Yeah, it's also perfect to get rid of any musty smells from my gym clothes. You know, I'm back to running 5 miles a day just to help with those holiday calories.
Oh, yes, I saw. Honestly, OxiClean has been the best for me, especially with Jess. You know, she's two, so she's super active, which means I have to wash her clothes every day, basically. And don't get me started on how much I wash her comfort toy. Luckily, OxiClean gets out all of the stains and it's chlorine-free and color-safe, so I feel better.
We love this brand, so you guys have to try OxiClean Odor Blasters for yourself. For product information, stain solutions, and offers, visit OxiClean.com.
Now let's start the show.
Yo, you listening to the Oprah Rose Show with TT and Gigi, and yeah, get it poppin'.
Thoughts. Everything begins with thoughts.
She's a slut, she's a hoe, she's this, she's that.
We say to girls, you can have ambition, but not too much.
It's about people being uncomfortable with women owning their sexuality.
What is the truest, highest vision that you hold for yourself?
I'm a real ass bitch, and I'm gonna get everything that I'm gonna get on my own.
I know for sure. You don't get what you wish for. You get what you believe.
Hi.
Hey, guys.
I'm TT.
I'm Gigi.
And I'm Dee.
And this is episode 172 of the Oprah Rose Show. Sorry, Daryl, you are super duper low. Need you to come in a bit.
Some weeks I'm too loud. Some weeks I'm too low.
You're still too low though. So I need you to take that out or something.
I'm gonna just scream the whole time.
Okay. You're gonna have to like really scream because you're really low. Sorry, I just had to get that out of the way.
Put the dick in your mouth now. Put it in your mouth.
Oh Lord. please, I know she threw me off. Look, I'm like, you threw me off. I'm like, subscribe,
tell a friend.
Tell a friend to tell a friend. You know, as per usual, thank you for all of your letters and any notes or anything like that. Please continue to keep them coming. So we're super excited today. We have another amazing guest. I feel like we've been on a roll with these guests lately. It's just so much good talent out there. So today we have DJ Damage. You're the host of Hollywood Unlocked.
What's up?
Yay!
Welcome.
What's good? What's good, y'all?
How are you?
Yeah, bro, your mic is a little low, man.
I was literally like, Daryl, you got to take it out. Sorry,
I'm triple confirmed.
Yeah, thank you. I was like, it's so low, like it's not working.
All right, I'm gonna use my laptop.
The math ain't mathing.
Yeah, I was like, it's so low. You got the damn guest saying it too. It's like,
right. Man, this not a normal guest though. He came up with the goddamn LED screen, computer, camera, whatever. Got us all out here looking weak. Super with our
we got
with our iMac
tech
cameras.
Issues, right? Blurry cameras, child. We are not giving HD. We're giving VHS, okay.
Yeah, like why is the Mac computer, like the camera so bad on the Mac? Why is it so bad?
That's a good question.
Because we need real cameras,
since
that's why.
Apple, they have this whole thing with your iPhone being able to shoot like a goddamn camera.
But
you
computer
can't reiterate, keep that same energy with the computer.
Yeah, it's horrible. Anyway. It's horrible. So one day we can get like you damaged. So tell us about how you got started, everything you got going on.
Oh man, I'll try to make a long story. I've started off as a DJ when I was 12 and I always wanted to be on radio. And throughout high school, people were playing sports or, you know, running track. I was DJing and I went to college for communications. In my sophomore year into college, I got a chance to be a DJ on a radio station in my city of Philadelphia. And I kind of just took it from there. So I went from working in Philly on radio to eventually work in a 106 in Park BET, transitioning to LA with Revolt TV. When I was working at Revolt here in LA, I joined iHeart, Real 92.3 LA. And now I'm working with Hollywood Unlocked, as you just said. And we have a syndicated radio show. We have a TV show with Fox Soul. And we have our podcast that you can check out on YouTube. So that's me trying to condense the story.
I mean, that's a resume. Yeah. Dope.
A resume.
Got it. So wait, and you're based where? You're in LA?
Yep, LA. I'm in the West Coast right now.
What is it? I feel like, you know, is it really everything is shut down? Like, can y'all even walk outside? Is someone going to come and like swoop you off the street?
Oh, no, it's smooth. It's smooth sailing. Nobody's going for none of that. Everybody's outside. There's still traffic. No one cares. There's nobody's following those kind of rules. I am, as you can see, I'm inside. I'm like, with my lighter. But no, people are definitely outside. Some of the stores reduce their capacity, but at the end of the day, you know, I'm still going to the gym. I'm still outside. So,
wait, you at the gym? How you at the gym?
I still go to the gym. My gym is still open, but it's not. It's a private gym. So.
Oh, okay, okay, got you. That was about to be my next.
I mean, it ain't that private. Exclusive. Not like that kind of private. But right, it's private to the fact where the owner's bossing up. Like I didn't even know it's private till I see him talking shit to people. Like, no, this is a private. So I've been telling everybody it's private. I didn't know it was private, but. So I don't want y'all to think this was like some super exclusive gym. It's not.
Yeah, a boutique private gym.
Yeah, it's like a boutique kind of gym, yeah. An atelier of gyms.
I hope New York doesn't close gyms. I'm going to cry if they close the gym. Legit cry. Like, that's how I go.
How y'all looking? Because they straight cancel my hair appointment, and I'm still pissed about that.
Yeah, I mean, everything is still kind of open here for the most part. I mean, apparently they're supposed to close indoor dining next week. But for the most part, it's like everything is open.
Mm.
Like, but also like our nail salons were never like, you know, you were in like back alleyways getting a pedicure. Like our salons were always open. Everything was pretty much open. So I guess, you know, the second wave of this ish that it feels like is lasting an eternity. But okay, enough about that because, you know, COVID is COVID.
Right.
I feel like whenever we have men here, we do like to talk about, you know, some of the more relationship leaning topics. So, and just for the record, so are you single, just so people can have the guise of the, or the perception of where you're coming mm-hmm. from? Are you single?
Yeah,
or you
unfortunately. No, I'm single.
I was like, which one?
Unfortunately.
Single.
And I feel like, you know, is that single by choice? Is that, you know?
Not really. I mean, I don't think I want to be single, but you know, it is what it is. I live in LA. It's tough out here.
I was just going to say, how is dating during COVID? Does it make it worse?
Like, for me, I can't speak as the average person. So anything I say on this podcast, I am not speaking as the average person. I'm only speaking as Abdul Caduce, aka DJ Damage. But okay, for me, I think dating is definitely a little difficult on this end. I think people come to LA not to look for love. They come to look for opportunities, you know? So that's kind of like on the back burner for a lot of people. Or some people may want love in the pursuit of those opportunities, but a lot of the times that don't mesh, you know? A lot of times that journey of going to be the next whatever and finding love don't go together. So it makes it really, you know, difficult to make it happen.
I can see that. I mean, I feel like, and we've talked about this before on the show, just the differences of like New York and dating in New York versus couples I know move together. And those are kind of like the only people, I was thinking about that recently. I was like, damn, those are the only people I know in relationships in LA. But again, they move together. So, I mean, it's just hard anywhere. It's probably hard in Dallas, Texas. I mean, I don't know, but I would assume so that it's just, it's hard in Seattle, like wherever you are, it's just difficult, you know, like two people coming together with all their shit and then just trying to make it work.
Yeah.
It really is a ghetto.
I really hate, I'm not even trying.
Why
that's
are you
the
not
best
trying?
Way.
Why? I mean, now I like the live factor of meeting people outwardly. I'm not a fan of apps, and that's kind of really the only way to kind of meet people that you don't already know, especially in COVID. So I know that a lot of people have told me they've had really good and positive feedback from dating on apps because of COVID and because you're stuck and people have to really kind of focus and, you know, whatever. But I'm just not, I've never been the app girl. And I don't know how to.
Have you ever used an app before?
I have. I'm on Hinge.
Hinge is like the Tumblr of the dating apps because you have to like write the full bio.
Yeah, it's super cute. And my bio's all created. I was really excited about putting my bio together, like all of the funny things. Like, I was like, oh, this is real funny. And I get the engagement, but I'm not interested in anybody.
Wait, I need to hear what's on your Hinge.
I have to pull it up.
All right, why are you pulling up Damage? Have you ever done dating apps?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I've been on, was it Bumble? I just started a Hinge. What's the other one?
Not a Hinge.
A Hinge.
Started a Hinge.
Had a soul swipe at one point. What else? I
remember that one.
Yeah, they're all pretty whack. I mean, I'm not mad at Hinge, though. Hinge just don't have the demographic of women I'm really looking for. But Hinge is not bad. I ain't gonna lie. Hinge's not bad.
It doesn't have the demographic of women you're looking for. I mean, I'm not looking at women, but I'm curious because I feel
I'm in LA, so it's a lot of young women first. So that's already like, eh. And then a lot of them are like most of them are white, which I have nothing against. Shout out to the vanilla queens, but I like black women. So you keep swiping, you see white girl, white girl, white girl. It's like, all right, this app is probably not for me. And the same is with Bumble. So
yeah, you have to. I remember when I was like on dating apps, if I would go to certain, like it would be difficult because I would have to swipe in Brooklyn. But then obviously if I would swipe at work, like, and it, specifically downtown, I would never find black people. So if I was in any type of pocket where I thought black people would be, I would literally be like, I got to swipe to find some people that like, look
right
like
now.
Me.
Swipe right now.
I was on the train one day and I was like, oh yes. I was like, I got a pocket service. Let me just start swiping. We going through Brooklyn. I mean, that makes sense.
But you know what I think? I feel like women with apps, you might not find your match. And this is why, because I think, and I haven't seen it on the other side, especially like a Hinge or something on the other side of this spectrum. When you're looking at men, I feel like what you see is what you get, right? So you could just eye it and go, ah, not for me. With men, I'm not trying to be rude, ladies, but even when y'all keeping it real, it still can be somewhat of a catfish. Like there's angles, there's makeup, there's filters. So you really never know what you're getting until you meet
photos,
the person.
Like,
and that's where it gets scary for us guys.
No, but I mean, I feel like you still get a sense of the person. Because like, I'm putting a filtered photo up on my damn profile. Like it's for sure going to have a sepia, see? Whatever them things, whatever my favorite thing is called.
Mayfair.
A Mayfair. I don't even know what they call them.
A little Paris swipe real quick.
That is merely an advanced camera. That's it. It is just like a photo touch, if you will. That's all.
And that's what we deal with. And that's what we have to deal with.
That's fair.
Look. A woman. That's fair. No, literally, a woman get mad if a guy is wearing a hat, right? And be like, oh, he didn't really show me his head, or oh, he dyed his hair. But they can have filters. They have angles that they move their body as. Like you really never know what you're going to get.
You know, it's really funny that you mentioned that you mentioned that wearing a hat, because I ain't shit, because that was what I looked at when I saw you wearing your hat. And I was like, oh, he got his cap to the back so we can see that his hairline is actually intact. That was just like a general observation.
And I honestly, but I think I never.
It's so true.
I never think about hairlines, I guess.
Well,
so
I mean,
catfish
is a real thing, though. Hat fishing is a real thing.
It is. I think that's also why, I mean, to your point, G, of why online dating is so hard anyway, is because that human interaction, like I'm way more of an energy vibe person anyway. That, you know,
y'all
like once
trying
you
to meet niggas in a grocery store. G trying to go up and what you buying?
Yes. Yeah. In Whole Foods.
That
was
my dream. That used to be my dream. I was going to find my husband in Trader Joe's. We were going to be like in a produce aisle and we're both looking at, I don't know, pomegranate seeds or something like that. It tells you a lot. It tells me a lot about you, right?
Yeah.
You, one, can go to the supermarket on your own. You can hopefully make some type of meal. You can cook. You can sustain for yourself. And you're at Trader Joe's, so you actually kind of care a little bit more about what it is that you're eating. It's perfect. You've already crossed some things off on my list. So, yes, meeting a man in Trader Joe's or Whole Foods, top notch, top
okay.
tier.
Okay. G, yeah, I ain't forget about you. To it. G, I ain't forget about you. I need to hit a Hinge bio.
So the Hinge bio, it's not like your normal, you know, I'm 35, I have a child or whatever. I mean, you have that, but you have to put like funny shit on there. So mine, one thing that I put that I thought was funny, and I'm like, maybe this ain't really that funny. I'm convinced that laughing at funny shit on Twitter is a form of necessary self-care.
It's true though.
You know, this makes me think about, now, I don't know if, Damage. Let me find this clip actually, so I can know what I'm speaking about. Over the weekend, there was a clip that was circulating from a guy.
Oh, yeah, I see.
So you know what I'm talking about. I'm trying to just get the
look. I'm like, what's the clip?
He Hollywood. I'm like, you know, he know.
I can't find the guy's name.
Well, I'll look, Damage know the clip. He might as well tell us.
Yeah, I think his name was Kevin.
It's like Kevin Samuels. Yeah, Kevin. Okay, so Kevin Samuels did a clip basically telling this woman that she wasn't going to find, that because she was basically middle-aged, 35, and had a 13-year-old, that she wasn't going to find a man, I guess, of the type of caliber that
And she was also she wanted. A five.
And she,
or six,
yeah,
or whatever.
She was, she, yeah, she, I think she said she was a six. Yeah, yeah. He did ask her, and she said six.
He asked her, and he said she was average. She said,
mm-hmm. Yeah. And so I went down a whole rabbit hole of this man's clips and videos and all types of stuff. And he actually posted a video. He said that, like, if you are a woman and you have your tongue out in any of your Instagram pictures, a man is not going to take you seriously. Like, you are not the type of person. If, you know, a certain caliber of man is not going to take a woman with her. And it was like a 2-minute discussion on, you know,
that nigga want clickbait. He has in his bio social media influencer. He like 50. Like, come on now. We really cannot take this man that damn seriously. It's fucking clickbait.
Here's the thing though. No, I actually was talking to like 2 or 3 people and they were like, no, this is exactly how my father thinks. Like, and they know men that think like this. That there are some,
yes,
men. Yeah, exactly. Older. But that man is of a father age. That there are very much some men that think like that. Are there, Damage, for you, I guess, any like telltale signs that specifically, I think, just Instagram, social media, everybody's in the house, so you cannot see somebody. Is there anything that you would see and you're like automatically like, that she probably not the one for me?
Dang, unfortunately, I don't want to agree with this dude because I think the guy, Kevin, is a piece of shit. But if a woman has a bunch of images of her with her tongue out, I'm probably not going to take her serious. Or if she prioritizes the backside of her body, I'm probably not going to take her serious. Like, I just can't.
I love the way you said that instead of, like,
I love it too. But what about if she's on vacation and it's like a tagged photo, like she's
no, in the I don't look,
she's in Bermuda.
He said prioritizes.
Exactly. I don't mind. I'm not one of those guys. Like, I really don't care what you do on your social media. I don't want to be with somebody where I want to control their social media. Like, I want you, whatever you do on your own is what I, how I want to like you. Like, I don't want to have to change anything. Mm. But people that prioritize, and I've dated people that have bikini businesses or lingerie businesses, and that's where things get a little different. It's like, okay, this is not you just trying to post. You're actually selling a product. This is actually making money. This is the bottom line. Mm-hmm. So, you know, there's always different scenarios, but at the end of the day, if I'm just scrolling on Instagram and somebody likes 3 of my pictures and I check their page and every picture is them halfway turned and you barely see their face, it's like, all right, like, you don't even like yourself. So
so you do know that 3 pictures is the, I'm trying to slide, that is basically a woman approaching you.
That's just an example. Now, if I like 3 of your pictures, I might be trying to talk to you now, but.
So then what is it for women?
I don't know. It depends. Like, you got to leave a comment on one of them. Like, you could just be liking pictures just to show love. I can't just assume you're trying to holler, right?
Yeah. Okay.
Now, I listened to the Spicy Mari interview that you were on back in October. Mm-hmm. It was really, really good. It was you and I think like 4 other gentlemen. So I only listened to it. So I couldn't understand at what point you were always speaking, because I don't know, everyone's voice is like that. But It was very interesting talking about the conversation where y'all discussed women approaching men. I know there was somebody who said, you know, I'm not always in a setting where I'm looking to approach a woman, or sometimes I'm not paying attention. So you need to come to me. Was that you who said that?
No.
Okay. I wasn't against it, sometimes, but I thought that that was a very interesting.
My theory about that is, I just feel like, you know, men are used to rejection, right? This is something we are conditioned for. And I'm just saying, like, I'll have a homegirl like, oh, I tried to talk to this guy and maybe it didn't work out. And now she just shuts down trying to talk to any other guy for months. And it's like, it don't work like that. Like, a man can go out and a man could go out and try to talk to 20 women. If he get two numbers, he won. Right.
Right.
Like, that's just, it is what it is. Like, oh, we trying to talk. Oh, she played me. Okay, I'm trying a little bit more. All right, she's not feeling me. He might come back to you. How many times you turned down a guy and he came back?
This is true. Because y'all are set up for rejection. We aren't.
What I'm saying is, but we're both human. So we both can be set up for rejection. You know what I'm saying? It shouldn't crush your whole ego. I think the fact women sometimes going out is a whole ego play, in my opinion, anyway. Like, women want to get dressed up to get cute. If they go somewhere and no one's giving them any attention, then it's a whack time. Then they go somewhere where everybody's giving them attention and they're not giving out any numbers. They don't want to talk to anybody at all. They just want the attention. And that's an ego play.
But why men is it an assumption women both that have they egos. Want the attention? Maybe they really just did not want to talk to anybody. Or maybe no one grasped, or maybe no one they were interested in. Maybe they don't even like men. So women get dressed up and do all of really for other women. It's not necessarily always for the attention of men.
What I'm saying is, throughout my whole life, I had about two or three homies that are men, and the rest of my friends are girls. And I've been out with women where, oh, we got to leave. It's whack in here. I'm like, why is it whack in here? And then we go somewhere else. Because you aren't getting the attention, which is fine. We all have things we do to build up our ego. I get it. It's not wrong for women to do that. You know what I'm saying? But it's just also a game where it's like, oh, if no man approaches me, but it's times that women go out and look cute and don't want no man to talk to them. So as a man, it's like, I don't know when I'm supposed to approach you. You know, just because I'm cute and I'm at the bar, I'm at the park, that don't mean I want some guy walking up on me. Right. But that all changed if you like the guy first seeing him. You know what I mean? Like, it's like we're supposed to have the sixth sense of when y'all want us to approach or not. And some guys are just like, I'm kind of off that. Some dudes love the chase. They love the game. I don't think anybody's wrong in any scenario. I just think we need to realize that's what the scenario is.
Or, I mean, honestly, I think a lot of times you really just have to do shit for yourself. Like you said, you can't base your evening on whether you had a good time or not. If you, you know, three men approached you and you got a free drink or something like that. I mean, if that's the case.
Yeah, of course.
I'm like, especially now, you ain't never going to have fun and your whole ego is going to be crushed. So to like, you know, build up something around that already, I think, you know, that's tough. You literally, I feel like if you can want to go out, like you just, you know, you want to go out. And then even with that, I think it's even more reason why you wear whatever the fuck it is that you want to wear. Because if I want to go out in my sweatsuit and I'm comfortable, I'm probably going to have more fun than if I have on a spank and like a whole dress, because all that restriction is just not.
And you'll still get 10 niggas trying to talk to you.
Right. And you're not going out in a sweatsuit on your birthday. Come on now.
Well, no one said birthday. I'm just talking about in general, you know, like if you're going out, and I'm also not someone that, you know, like really dresses up to go out. So my intention now, I do remember I would go and be like, oh, it is lame in here. Nobody, it ain't no cuties in here. But I think that's the difference of like, oh, I'm not, you know, this is a bad time. We should leave versus there aren't any cuties in here. Like I'd be looking for cute men for my single friends. Like, oh, he cute over there. Like there's a table of men. Mm-hmm. You should go approach them. But I don't know. All this shit is just hard.
No problem approaching men.
She said, all this shit is just hard.
All of it is hard.
I don't think it's hard.
No.
It's definitely not easy, but I don't think it's as hard as we all make it. I think all of us, we have our set standards, and sometimes we are blinded by our standards. And I think sometimes we have to push past it. Not all the time, but sometimes you got to look past it. Like you're talking about Hinge, some people, you can't know you like them based off of just a picture. Some people aren't photogenic. Some people aren't experienced. Some people, what makes them beautiful is they kind of cute, but they're super funny. I love the way they smile. They make me laugh. Like, it's a whole, and you might see that person on a Hinge profile and go, eh, because you're not getting the whole experience. So
agreed. So it is definitely, and that's tough. Why I'm not an app girl, because I need to see all of that. All of that is very important to me. It need, because it's like the next step from Hinge or a dating app is the meetup or whatever. You know, I don't know that I want to fucking meet up with you just because I swipe right, nigga. Like, I don't know. You might be whack.
Oh, I used to be like, let's get this out of the way. If it's coffee, so we can very quickly establish if it is, if I do or do not like you. Because again, you don't know. Mm-hmm. Like, I was like a very quick person on those, though.
Now, wait.
What's the wait?
I had somebody get really mad about that thing you did right there. That little quick little date to see if you like somebody. I have women that say, don't you try to vet me. Don't try to vet me. Don't try to take me on some quick little date to see if you like me. I'm not down with that.
Like, that's a real
thing. I didn't know it was a real thing.
Yeah, I don't.
I thought it was smart to try to vet somebody.
Yeah,
You should. We shouldn't be doing $200 dinners just to do it. Like,
right, fuck that.
It's crazy.
And I think you have to also get to a certain point, because I'm not going to lie. I remember that happened to me one time and I was like, nigga, ain't nobody going for tea or whatever it was. But then it's like, obviously the purpose of these apps are you are dating multiple people to find who it is that you like. So with that, yes, we don't need to go on some, I might not even like you. So I don't want to be with you for a whole hour. Like, I always think about in that movie, Something New, and they went to Starbucks and, you know, she was white and she was like, so
embarrassed. You love that movie.
That's your favorite movie. It's up there, but like very quickly, you know, it was a blind date. She did not know he was white. She could easily get out of there. So no, I absolutely think that you should vet people. Like, I don't need no pen pal. Like, I do not need a pen pal.
A lot of your homegirls ain't with you on that.
They not feeling it. Yeah, I do not want a pen pal. I don't need somebody to like text all night. Like, and then, you know, we do this for 3 months for me to only realize I don't like you. Nah. My timeline is like, also, I had a birthday in August. So I feel like, you know, everything now, I'm one of those women that the timeline is just so much, you know, everything got to go a little bit like this, if you can, a little bit quicker, you know, got things to do.
There was another funny thing on Twitter that was circulating, and it was a question about boundaries. Well, it wasn't worded this way on Twitter, obviously, you know, Twitter's a mess, but, but the way we would like to frame it as far as boundaries are concerned are, what are your boundaries specifically in a relationship? So if an ex sent you $4,000 for your birthday and your current partner asks you to return it, will you? Or would you?
Why would she have to ask?
Given if you were in a relationship, why would your partner have to ask you to return the $4,000?
Yeah, I wouldn't even, they shouldn't even have a way to send me money.
Your ex shouldn't have a way to send you money, but everybody's like Venmo or Cash App, but you change yours.
I hear you, ladies. Like I said, ladies, this is a whole different time for y'all. Y'all getting Zelles and Cash Apps and Venmos. I get it. Ain't no woman sending me money. It's not happening. And if she is, I'm going to be really like sending it back. Like, something's wrong. She must have said this by mistake. Ain't no woman sending no man money. Come on now.
Fair. I
guess it's what
women. $100, $4,000. I like that energy. Said no, because initially we were joking about it in our group chat, and I was like, no, and I was like, I mean, I'll take you to dinner with the four.
Right, literally, I was like, we about to go on vacation real quick.
We can go out. Okay, so then reverse the question: would you be offended if your partner kept the money from her, you know, ex boyfriend or something?
Yeah, because then you opening up a weird door. So it's like, it's okay for him to send you money, then what else is okay? And not saying as far as being physical, but that if somebody send you that type of money, you take it, you can't just ghost them. I mean, if you can, then that's crazy altogether. But if not, then it's going to be some kind of conversation. It's going to be some kind of hanging out. Something comes with that.
Yeah.
So if that's your thing, I'm good on that. Like, I'm never going to tell somebody not to do something they want to do, but I'm going to leave.
Said, when your birthday?
October 4th.
Oh, Libra.
Yeah, I'm going to leave. Like, you know, I'm not going to be, oh, you can't do this. And why? Like, I'm not arguing. Do whatever you want to do. Do everything that makes you happy. I'm going to be gone.
I'm just not going to be here for it.
Yeah, that's fair.
Go rock it. Right. And we might still be cool afterwards. Like, right. Yo, remember when you was trying to date and you was doing that wild shit? Like, yeah, I don't know why I was like, yeah, like, no hard feelings.
You was taking that money.
I'm going to be honest.
Yeah, you was taking niggas' money. You wild as shit. I don't know why I was trying to date you.
I cannot imagine. I was trying to date you.
Yeah.
I cannot imagine.
Because I also feel like everything don't have to be a crushing F you after it's done, right? Like, some people just don't work out.
Completely agree.
Yeah, completely agree.
Yeah, as long as you're not being super disrespectful, like, that's like, it could be disrespectful depending on how you look at it. But if we talk about, I'm like, I'm not really cool with that. And she like, look, I need to take this money. All right, cool. Well, you know, let's be cool then. Let's just be cool.
Even if you were dating for like 5 years.
Yeah, if I'm dating somebody for 5 years and they pop up out of nowhere receiving $4,000, you was cheating.
That's even worse. Yeah,
this ain't the first time. Question. I just caught this shit. Your ass been cheating.
It's a bigger question.
And not well enough, because why do I know? If you cheating getting money on the side and paying rent, then okay, but damn, I found out.
Because I need to know, like, when, what happened for you to find out at that point. Right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that is worse. I mean, whichever way you slice it. And mind you, I'm the person that was like, oh, I would want to keep it no matter which way you slice it.
I mean, I'm still keeping it. It's trash. Yeah, we're just splitting it. I know if I was in that situation now,
there, like,
there's
no
way your man would.
There's no way.
Your man would be trying to murder you, child.
Yeah, there's no way. It could be 50,000. I remember we were watching like Indecent Proposal one night. And you know me, I was like, shit, $50,000, you know, I'll be ready. You know, I'll be ready. He was like, absolutely. Are you fucking crazy? And I was like, I mean, like, that's a good amount of money. It's a good chunk of chain. Yeah, that's a good amount.
You can have my nigga for $50,000. Absolutely. What are we talking about right here?
Yeah, I was like, no, really? And I was like, maybe I need to value myself more or something. Because I was like, I would be ready. Like, yeah, because that movie, they were really trying to fight it and they kept losing their house and shit. But anywho.
Yeah.
So Damage, in this spicy Mari interview, and if I have this wrong, correct me, but I guess, you know, you were explaining to self-conscious women how to be authentic and recognize a quality man from a fraudulent man. And I feel like, you know, matter of fact, let me not say what I think first. What are the differences of a quality man and a fraudulent man?
I mean, you could tell me better than I could tell me. I'm telling y'all women are good at sniffing out some frauds. But then again, no, sometimes it takes y'all a while. At the end of the day, I never looked at myself as the good guy. I hate that title. Oh, he's the good guy or my friend's a good guy. I'm a real guy, as in how I really feel is how I'm going to portray myself to be and how I'm going to move. And I think fraudulent people, how they really feel, what they do doesn't reflect how they really feel, you know? Like, it's a dude that might not have a lot of money, but he's trying to show off. Now he's spending what he don't have, or he's pretending that he has something he doesn't have, instead of just being real with himself and going, yo, I'm messed up right now. I need to get on my feet. And whoever's ready to deal with that kind of person, I will find that person. Instead of trying to pretend they have money, get somebody to like you. And now they find out you're not who you presented yourself to be. You're just a whole fraud and you're wasting everybody's time. And some of y'all women, y'all stay with that kind of dude because y'all feel bad. Some of y'all kick him to the curb, and I understand that. But that's just a quick rundown of what I think is real or authentic and what's fake. You know, just be really you. Like, it's the time where I came out here. I was working at Revolt. I was working at iHeartRadio. I was killing it. I was doing my thing. And then I lost both my jobs, and I wasn't. And I never pretended that I was anything but what I was. I wasn't walking around with my head down because I'm not a weak person. But at the same time, I know when I'm messed up. And I'll tell somebody be trying to talk to me. I'm just like, yo, I'm not really in that space right now, to be honest with you. Like, I can't make that happen. I know you probably deserve this and this and that. But this is what I'm dealing with right now as a dad, too. And I got to just prioritize that. So you can either rock with me. And if you're not, you know, I get it. You know, no hard feelings. Like, do what you got to do. Everybody got standards. But that's what I think the difference is, being authentic and being a fraud is. And a lot of men out here, you know, they choose to fraud. You know, you fraud your way out. It's hard being real.
Which is sad. I mean,
it's hard being real.
It's
hard.
It is, because I, you know, especially with like social media and all the highlights that, you know, you want people to see, you know, like you said, if you are down, like, no one's really posting that, but
right.
It's like, obviously that's okay. I mean, I think a fraudulent man is like, if you, if a man ever puts like a money picture and he got the money going up his wrist or a money phone, that is a fraud. Like,
see, but not, I always want to do a money on money phone too. I'm sorry, like, I'm a bird.
But I think like, and I honestly, it's anything that's a little too ostentatious, like anything that is like overtly constantly loud a little bit. And also I think it also, see, certain people can pull off certain things. Everybody can't pull that off.
See, that's like a man, like you, when you see a girl going on Instagram with a thong on, right? That's the man equivalent to that. Like he's letting all the women know, I got it. Right. That's the only way you could do it. Now, there's some dudes that a little bit more smoother, you know, that might just like, oh, you know, I'm just posted up in this nice ass house. Everybody has a way of attracting the opposite sex. We all do it in some kind of way. And some dudes just go straight out like, look, I got money. If you're looking for a dude with money, I'm that. Holla at me. So it's kind of like a bat signal for the women that like that.
It's low key, it's easier.
Come on, bat signal.
It is. It's like, look, if you're trying to get tricked on, I'm the guy, or I'm pretending to be that guy.
I was just about to say, I also, but I'm more than enough times feel like it is the person pretending to be that guy, because if you really have it, you don't even need to do all that. Like,
you don't
need to have the arm, you know, like the arm.
I don't even carry that
like
much cash around.
No, you can. No, and you absolutely can.
I'm buying Pfizer stock. My money is in the bank.
I don't know. It's
a thin line. It's a thin line because at the same time, women are so picky. Right. So you have to do something that makes yourself stand out where it's like a woman might choose me, because you might just be an average dude and you don't do none of that. And you just live an average life. And you might feel like, you know, women don't really like you as much as this dude or this dude. Or, you know, it might not be the dude that's showing all the money, but maybe just a more sleeker dude that just can dress a little bit better. You know, you, or he just might be short. You know how y'all ladies don't like nobody short. So, you know, it's a lot of things people try to do to somewhat stand out. If a dude is 5'6", you know, he got a nice job or whatever, he might not even be a drug dealer or a scammer, but he might try to do something that will attract you, because normally on the street, you looking right past him.
Mm-hmm. Ooh, look, we getting back into Kevin Samuel's territory. I told you, I went that on
short whole... dudes be having the damn third leg. So not always, because you, they be some little snipers.
Not
I don't know. I just
and you wouldn't know. Yes, you would know.
No, what I'm saying is
from, I'm speaking to your generalization that there. Generalizing.
Some women don't care about that. Some, I can't speak for women. Y'all are women. I'm not speaking for y'all. I'm just speaking from what I've seen, especially being out here. Some girls will go, I got a best friend, right? I ain't gonna run down his whole credential because clearly we're on the show, but he. If you look at him on paper, this is somebody you should at least entertain. He got a lot of his stuff together. Young dude got his stuff together. So I'll have a homegirl like, yo, you know, do you have any friends? Like, put me on to somebody. I'm really looking for something serious, blah, blah, blah. I say, yo, you should check out my homeboy. I think he's a real solid dude. I don't know if y'all going to be, you know, a matchmaking heaven, but just try it out. How tall is he?
5'6".
He's 5'7". Conversation ends.
That's the first question.
It's like some
How
people,
tall is he?
So this happens a lot. So some women, it seemed like, you know, you might be looking for something serious, but are you really? Because you throw it away at the height. Like, what if a man did that? Do we all types of wrong?
I mean, that's messed up because that's not his fault. Like, he has no control over that at all.
But to your point, I mean, yeah, but I think that goes into, like, unfortunately, how we view dating. Like, that's not the first time I've heard that, like, at all. And I could, like I said, this was a whole section in one of those Kevin Samuels things, literally about dating short. Like, you would pass over somebody because he's short, like, too much. Like, I have a friend like that. And, like, I tried to set him up. And my homegirl was like, oh, he's too short. I'm short, so it's not really, like, a thing for me. Like height, but even I was looking at one of my friends' list for something, like height is the number three thing. Like, and it's not, it's one of those things that is kind of superficial, but you can go into like, oh, I want to have tall kids and I don't want to tower over him when I have on heels and blah, 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 blah.
I'm not really close with women who feel that way. So for me, it's very hard to just be like, you would pass up a good man because he 5'7". I don't understand.
Mm-hmm. I didn't get it either, but I learned. I learned.
I don't get it at all.
Well, shit, y'all deserve to be single then. I'm sorry. I can't vouch for you then.
That's what I be saying.
You're like,
I said the same thing. I said, oh, you're not looking for love. You looking for something else. That's like me. If I come to any one of y'all, I come to any one of y'all and I'm like, yo, I'm really just looking for something. Solid, somebody hold me down. And you run me down an itinerary of your homegirl. Great job. No kids, no drama. Just everything. Not perfect, because perfect depends on how we communicate. And I go, but dude, she got titties though.
Yeah. It is that. No, it completely is.
It's the same thing.
Yeah. It completely, like you said, I think people have
like,
to,
not yet, but right. She working on it.
I can't. Look, she has to figure it out. LA. Right. She especially look, she's gonna have them soon. Especially right. There.
So in your opinion, who benefits more from monogamy in a relationship, men or women?
Who benefits more?
Yeah.
Don't both benefit?
Yes, but do you feel like there's one sex or one gender who benefits more?
Who benefits? The benefits. I think the woman benefits more.
I was going to say the same thing.
Yeah, the woman benefits more. Because even if she's okay with it, I don't think any woman is really okay with some dude going out doing his own thing. That's just, I don't know.
Yeah.
I think both benefit, but I guess the woman benefits more.
I disagree. I actually think men benefit more.
Talk about it.
I think that a woman, like you said, no woman wants her man to cheat on her, right? But a woman is probably more likely to stay with a man after he has cheated. A man, not so much. You ready to, what were you cutting the girl off for keeping $4,000? She was just keeping $4,000. Yeah, you said, oh no, she got to go. She got to go.
Because he said the cheating was coming. That was
the cheating, because the cheating
that's
was
worse
coming.
Than cheating. Like, that's just whoring. That's worse.
It's only fan. It's only fan.
Cheat on me and like the guy. Don't cheat on me for money. Like, come on now. Oh, man, this is nasty.
Cheat on me for money. But more than likely, like, you know, a man probably can't take said, you know, woman cheating on him. Like, you know, a woman to cheat on a man a lot of time, not a lot, but like sometimes, you know, it's also more emotional, or there's something that within that relationship is lacking that has made her say, I got to go out and get this because I'm not getting this from you. If women, you know, I feel like did that, like men would be a wreck if women were just like constantly cheating on their partners. Because again, I think, and getting caught. And I think, and I hate to say it, but women are kind of, I don't want to say conditioned. I definitely don't want to say that. But I was watching, it was another podcast, and I was like, damn, I hate that we think like this. And they said, at some point, we're all going to share our men. You'll never have a man to yourself. And I was like, I don't like that. And I don't agree with that. I do not agree with that. Not only do I not like it, like I said, I do not agree with that. But that is the mindset of a lot of women, is that, oh, this man may cheat. Like, cheating isn't really even a deal breaker. You know, and a lot of times in relationships,
It shouldn't be for nobody.
It shouldn't be before a man.
It's
the likelihood of him bouncing, you know, and I feel like, you know, ego and pride and everything else that's wrapped up in that, the likelihood of a man dipping is a little bit higher than it would be for a woman. Because again,
I mean, because the reasons y'all cheat is a little bit more severe than why a man cheats. Most of the time.
I agree with you. So have you ever been cheated on in a relationship? Mm-hmm. And if so, did you stay and forgive that individual?
I got cheated on by my girlfriend, and she cheated on me with another girl that I knew. And yeah, I did stay.
And this ain't high school. I mean, like adult relationship. This was
college.
Okay.
This was college.
Now, was it because it was a woman, or what if it was a man?
Well, she is married to a woman now, so maybe there was a thing going on. Ta-da!
You're like, it wasn't me.
I found that a lot of lesbian women like me. I don't get it, but I found that out.
Really?
Yeah, they'd be like, oh, I don't really like guys, but I like you. I'm like, is that a compliment?
I think it is.
It's a compliment.
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, no.
Have you met men? They not easily likable.
Not have you met
No offense.
I don't really like men like that, so I get you.
I mean, it was, you know, even the thing that was circulating today about like little baby and his, you know, child's mother and girlfriend. Mm-hmm. And she was like, oh, I'd rather, she's like, I'd rather cry in a rain. And so she must have posted that like a few days ago. And then the whole thing came out today that allegedly he.
Yeah, mama been on vacation. Some
stripper or porn star. I really don't. I'm not even sure what. Her name is Miss London. I'm really not sure what her profession is, but allegedly that he paid her 16K and Jada like the girlfriend is basically like, yeah, I, you know, she could have known about it if it did happen. I don't know. But
well, she did tweet that somebody messing up the brand. She was just like, you messing up the brand.
Yeah.
Of whom,
I respect
though?
That. I damn.
I was like,
I mean, that's what it comes down to. Like, if you're going to do some shit, don't let the fucking world know about it. Like, yeah, we can handle that between us. Like, don't mess up the brand.
But I'm sorry, but Miss London is messing up the brand or
yes,
the brand
of I think, baby? Yeah, Miss London being loud, him not having an NDA is both of them messing up the brand. He making small time decisions. Cause it's like, apparently y'all have an agreement or she says she crying in her Rolls Royce and I get you, boo boo. That you signed up for that, whatever. No one cares. It's cool. Baby, if you're going to make those decisions, then you should cover your tracks a little bit better. You know, make these whole sign NDAs so that y'all not messing up the brand. And homegirl, she got that Zelle and was tweeting so damn fast, got the Zelle, got the dick. It was like, wasn't even home. It was talking about how good it was. Like, damn.
How lame was that? But yeah, I blame him. Super lame. First of all, of course I blame him. But like, how are you even messing with a chick that's that hyped to post that? Like,
and right. To say like, oh, I'm not going to say the name, but.
Jada name.
Yeah, like, and it's also like, no, and shoot, she may have been talking about herself. I don't know, maybe, and this is, I don't expect a 24-year-old or however old little baby is at the top of his career to be a faithful man, like, at all, regardless if he has a girlfriend.
Oh, I'm just
not.
People who you saying. You didn't say the baby. You talking about little baby?
Little baby.
Yeah, little baby.
Oh, baby. No. He's ruining the brand. They was doing so good.
Yeah, the baby bit is always in some.
Yeah, because I'm like, Jada, that sounded like little baby. Then I'm like, little. Yeah.
Little baby.
Damn. Right, because they had
messing
that.
Messing up the brand.
Messing up the brand.
Yeah, that's messing up the brand.
Because we were still talking about him unwrapping gifts for 36 hours. That's where our mind was at still.
And she just they both posted pictures of each other earlier today before this even came out.
Mm-hmm. He's still a baby. Like, he's still a baby.
But my thing is, like, he don't have to pay for sex, though. Like, he can get it
for
free. You think?
He was, the whole reason him paying was so she didn't do that. So it was like, you might as well get your money back. Yeah. Right. You pay to make them shut up, and so they leave. That's what you pay
for. Yeah, and that's what I said. And if she, 16,000 is like nothing to little. That's like probably, you know, $300.
Wait, she must have. That's a lot of money.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's a lot of money that apparently, you know, and if she is said,
he just
I don't know,
took one of them birthday gifts, one of them birthday racks, and threw
like,
it at.
Literally, that's it. Like the.
I need to know why it was 16. What she was like? Gonna be 25?
Because
like 20.
Well, no, because she said it. She was like, Zelle, you know, you can only sin but so much at the time. And I think it was, she was like saying something about the IRS being on.
Right. Because typically I think, you know, they flag you for $10,000. So, mm-hmm, but still, yeah. Why wasn't it 15? I do not understand that odd ass amount. Like, why wasn't it 15?
He threw extra stack in there. You know what I mean?
Maybe
like,
it was a tip.
Go knock yourself out.
Maybe.
Get yourself some shoes.
That is such a good point. I've really been trying to think about this earlier. I was like, what?
Yeah. 16 honestly, is such a random ass number. Tip.
Yeah, it probably was. We just gonna go with that then.
She was adding that tax that she was gonna get from the IRS, which is smart.
It was her
actually.
It was her service fee.
Yes, it's $15,000, but an extra $1,000 for service in IRS.
Yeah, it was her service fees.
I always wondered, just does the NDA come before or after?
Before. Absolutely before. Yeah. Like, that's what I'm saying. I do not get that. Like, I've done events and they make you sign an NDA before you even walk onto like the premise, before you even get there. So to not sign one is just.
I told y'all what I just signed the NDA for. That was ridiculous.
And that was ridiculous. Nobody cared.
Like, no one cared. Like, girl.
And
no
ridiculous.
Yeah, ridiculous. But like for stuff, you know what I mean? Like I said, because I didn't sign it, you can't say, but it's like, I like that type of stuff I get, you know, like everything else, you know, the math ain't mathing on that.
And you can do it from your phone now. Like you can go right into your files app and have the NDA, make them sign it on site. It's so easy.
Not the new age. Okay. not the new age NDA.
It's easy.
Daryl with all the logic today. I love it. Drama, what would you tell your younger self? I said, called you drama. I'm so sorry. Damage. What would you tell your younger self?
About what?
Any advice to, like, hey, man, to your
hey, younger man, self? Hey, man, stick in there.
Yeah.
Young like, man, give pep talks. We've stick heard, in there, bro.
We've heard everything from like
pull out.
Yeah. To, you know, save money. You know, something that would aid it, that you would want your, you know, younger, the little version of you to know that would help in your progression into adulthood.
I would tell my younger self, stop questioning your first mind. Because there's some stuff that I think and I'm like, oh, this can't be, you know, it's not right. This person's not that bad, or it's not that bad going across the street. And I have to find out through experience that I'm wrong. And if I could go back, I could really cut out a lot of the BS, because some of the stuff I knew for a fact that I shouldn't do it, but I had nothing behind it to really let me believe myself, right? There was no evidence. Mm-hmm. It's like, oh, I'm talking to you guys and I just feel like you guys are great people, right? But they say when somebody else came on a call and I'm just like, I really don't like them. I have no reason not to like them. So I'm going to naturally just be cordial until they give me a reason. And it's been some other instances and some street stuff that I probably would have not been in if I just went with my first mind. Mm-hmm. Like a lot of stuff that I probably could have skipped out on and didn't have scars from if I just went with my first mind. Like, you know what? You know better. Listen to yourself. Don't listen to what people saying, because you know what's right for you. And I think for a lot of men, especially when we're younger, we listen to others, even though we know what's right, because it's like, we crave to have that father figure, you know, we crave to have that guidance. And even we might think it's wrong, but it's like, well, he's doing it. They live in that way. So I got to live that way. So I think I would just be like, you know, be more of an individual and listen to your first mind.
You got to trust your gut.
That's a good one.
No, yeah. No, no.
Real rap. And I think,
yeah.
We get older, we know now. Gut. It's like, oh, no, yeah. I'm not.
Yeah.
I'm not,
we know to trust it now for sure.
But sure. I mean, it comes with time, though, like to listen to yourself and to trust that instinct.
Yeah.
Trust that good. And then do you do a way better job of explaining what do you know for sure?
Oh, yes. Yeah. So the second question came from our half of our namesake, Oprah. She released a book called What I Know For Sure, which is a list of things that she knows to be true based off of her experiences, the life that she has lived. So for example, one thing, you know, that I know for sure is that I'm always going to be all right, or that I know that God is real, et cetera. And it doesn't have to be so deep. I think one thing Oprah said in that book was like, you know, I really fucking love bread or some shit, you know? So it can be anything. Right. Same. I love pasta. I'll never give it up. So what is one thing that you know for sure?
One thing I know for sure is if you move through this life as a good person and you always have good intentions, good things will follow.
Agreed. Mm.
Now, I say you're going to be perfect. I said moving with good intentions. You can have good intentions and fuck everything up. Yes. I could grab your camera bag and, oh, shit. You know, like, oh, I didn't mean it, though.
Yeah.
But if you move like a spiteful person, if you got that in you, where you systematically or you strategically try to do effed up stuff to people because you don't like them, even if you're right, even if they did something bad to you, if you move like that, bad karma is going to follow you. That's just how it works. Like, I've been through so many situations where people did me wrong. And I was like, man, you know, I got to let the universe handle it. And it does. And I also been in the situations where I felt like I did somebody wrong. And I made sure I went and apologized. Mm-hmm. You know, it's like, I didn't mean for it to come off. I didn't mean to talk to you like that. That wasn't the tone. That's not how I was trying to deliver it. How you received it was not how I was trying to deliver it. So I want to clear that up because I don't want you to ever think I'm trying to belittle you, disrespect you. And that can happen. We all communicate differently. We all from different parts of the country. You know, right. The way I talk, I was talking to some girl. I was like, are you dumb? And she really took offense to that. And that's just like East Coast. Like,
I was like, that's just Philly coming out.
She was like, why would you call me dumb? I was like, damn, I really, it wasn't like that.
Like, I did not mean it like that. It's more of a saying at this point than anything
else. Yeah, yeah. So I just try to always move with good intentions. I always try to.
You said one of my words of 2020, intention.
I've been. You gotta be intentional. I learned that shit late.
Yeah.
As a man, oh my God.
I think and hopefully at least it would come with age and maturity. You know, they're not always synonymous, but a lot of times you also think, you know, when you're younger, you think you have all this time in the world. So it's like, you don't really think about intention so much because it's like you have your entire life or whatever it is ahead of you. And you think at 21, you have so much time and you really don't know jack shit. And like, look, what we talked about with the dates, those vetting dates. Why? Because you got to be intentional. I never would have said that at 30 years old. I probably have been like, this nigga trying to be cheap. Like, he got to take me out. Where now I'm like, now let's just go get a little coffee. Shit, we intentional. Let's not waste
nobody's time. And it's more valuable. Yes.
Time is that we cannot get it back.
It's currency.
I hate wasted time so much. So yeah, it makes you way more cognizant of moving.
Well, when is your birthday? You say you hate wasting time so much.
Mm-hmm. I'm a like really type A Leo.
So oh, nice.
I like, am like, okay, no, okay, we got it. No, we're late. So yeah.
That's you ain't got like a Virgo moon or something in there?
So my mother is a Virgo and I'm exactly like her. So I think.
Oh, that's right. Okay. That makes sense. I get it.
What is it? Yeah, like
come on, knowing your signs.
Right.
You know your sign. You know moon and rising.
Right. What's your moon and rising?
You know about your moon. Uh-oh. What's your moon and rising?
Oh, these niggas be toxic. They say a nigga who knows his moon and sign is toxic.
I can't.
I mean, the moon is.
Or nigga who knows birth chart.
I think the difference is for me.
You are rising and moon, Sag. Cut the cord.
I said, y'all.
Wait, are you?
Yeah.
You because said when rising
he said
his
and sign, and he said it was Libra. I was like, I thought he was a Sag. Makes sense.
It was giving mad Sag.
Wow. It was.
He's giving mad Sag, but without the like elaborate like dating every or being in love every other week. Remember when we had those Sages on?
We call y'all
Sages. We call y'all
Sagittarius. Like, yeah, every Sagittarius, I almost said Sagittarius terrorist that I know is like constantly always in love. They always got a boo. Man or woman. Like they just love.
Yeah. But it sounded like he could detach easily, which is like a Sag trait.
Yeah.
I didn't even know I was always diehard Libra, right? And I knew about my mom has always been into astrology and crystals. That's my life. So when people be talking about this stuff, I'm like, I grew up on
Philly
that. Like, I grew up. Yeah, I grew up on sage and tofu and all that. Like,
yeah.
You know what I mean? So I'm like, all right. But I didn't even realize because I don't like Sages. So when I found out I was a Sag, I was like, what the? I wanted to throw stuff. But I was like, okay, I got to start understanding more. So when y'all tell me about Sages, I just got to take it. Like, it's nothing I can say.
But maybe your Libra balances that Sag out. I'm a rising Libra and I'm a double Scorpio. So like you, I have two of the same. Am I?
Not leaving.
Yeah, I'm a Scorpio sun and moon, but I'm a Libra rising. And to that literal reaction that you just gave, is I accredit me being like to my Libra rising because
it balances you out.
Because I would be not likable, I don't think, if I had that placement there.
Yeah, all that. No, but a Scorpio isn't fine. I always think it is, but I know it's not. But yeah, you got to have some balance because, you know,
it's just intense.
Yeah.
But it's not fire.
Once you were a Scorpio, you were them forever.
That's right.
Forever.
Still got all my old niggas. Just don't have them. I'm joking.
I can't. Okay. Yeah, y'all definitely get the crazy. Y'all and Geminis get the crazy.
We get it the worst. Yeah.
Y'all definitely get it the worst. The crazy.
And
Pisces.
And Geminis.
I don't know any Pisces. I don't know anything about Pisces. Yeah.
No, let me not shame the Pisces. They're going to kill my page, but they are Pisces, boy. Woo!
Yeah, I don't know anything. Now I got to research them. Where can people find you?
Oh, Twitter and Instagram at The Real DJ Damage. Holla at me.
Okay, that's real easy. Look, real easy. So we end all the shows with a quote, and the quote of the day is, sometimes all you can do is accept. There's not much else you can do. And sometimes all you can control is how well you let go of control. Surrender, intention.
Yeah.
And that is the, you know, that's what we're going to go out on. Thank you so much for coming today.
Yes, thank you. It was a joy.
No doubt, no doubt. I'm glad I seen y'all DMs, because y'all was on the other side of the DMs. Where
I know the lost space.
Wow.
Why not?
We was in the black. See, and this is why women don't approach men, because our shit be in the lost black hole space of DMs.
There's no excuse for why y'all don't approach men. I don't think y'all should do it every day, but ain't nothing wrong with putting yourself out there a little bit.
And I'm wrong with it.
I love it, but yeah, I really do admire women that can do it. I'm not good with rejection, so.
That's how you learn. You got to build yourself up.
Thank you for joining us today.
She said, bye, I got guys. My man. I'm straight.
Right, look, oh, yeah, you got guys. A man. And you ain't got to worry about it.
She good. Bye. It's the rest of us. The rest of us present.